G'day, Sue Bolton. How are you? Congratulations.
Good,
Congratulations for your fourth win on Merribeck Beck Council, but of course it is well deserved.
it was quite a good win, not just for me and Socialist Alliance, but for the Palestine movement as well, because the Labor Party threw together a big campaign against me, the Labor Party and the racists. Basically, trying to penalise me for moving a motion on Palestine at Mirabet Council. And they really ran a campaign to sort of basically say this is not council business, you should just be focusing on local issues, which is because I do also take up lots of local issues. And I think people in Fawkner and Coburg North didn't buy that argument.
That's fascinating, considering the population demographic on that side of town.
Well, I think the Labor Party stood someone from within the local Muslim community in Fawkner, and Fawkner does have a big Muslim population, not so much North Coburg. But there was a big debate in the community about whether or not they should be supporting a local Muslim Labor Party candidate or me. And there was a big debate about the issues. And it was actually a very healthy debate, and with a lot of slander and so forth thrown in by the Labor Party. But I think people, people did not vote according with what the Labor Party and some leaders in the community were telling them to vote, which was for the Labor Party. So yeah, it was a resounding and a resounding victory because I remained ahead of the Labor Party by 20% through the entire vote. So I did need some preferences, but I got elected on over 46% of the first preference vote, and with Labor sitting on a little over 26%.
That's a testament to your hard work. I saw you many times in the morning out front of train stations, not only during your election run, but also at other times supporting the community. Whereas, yeah, Labor is unsurprisingly absent.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why the argument to only focus on local issues and its terrible council taking up broader social justice issues like Palestine. That's one of the reasons why I think the argument didn't work, because a lot of people have seen me involved in lots of local issues, and I do community meetings and local community stalls where people get to talk to me about different issues that might be annoying them or dangerous or whatever in the neighbourhood, like dangerous traffic spots, etc. And so a lot of people do know that I do take up those local bread and butter issues. And so people, even some people who might not agree with my stance in support of Palestine, were prepared to vote for me regardless because they knew that I had been taking up those issues. So they, and I think that's the thing is, for a socialist councillor or a left-wing union delegate, people need to see that you are taking up those basic issues on whether it's on the job in the case of a union delegate or in the local community in the case of a councillor, and then people are more prepared to listen to your arguments and reasons as to why it's important to take up a progressive cause, whether it be in support of refugees or against the genocide in Gaza. And also because, I think a lot of people who might not be very political also think that what's happening in Gaza is horrific and want it to end. And they might not know all the history of, what's led to this genocide. They might not know all the arguments, all the history, but they've got a human reaction that this is like just out of control, what Israel's being allowed to get away with. And I do know there is one man who's from a residents association in Faulkner who is probably, you know, conservative on some issues, wouldn't necessarily agree with me and Socialist Alliance on everything. And he actually supported the motion, supported me taking a stance on Palestine, even though he would normally oppose council taking motions on an issue about on an international issue.
That's fascinating, isn't it? But the other thing that's important about your approach to your work as a councillor is a sense of that a person can actually have agency within the local political framework that they live, and that translates to a broader agency in larger issues.
Actually, that is, thanks for asking that question. That has been an important part of the work I've done ever since I was elected. And so, you know, if there's an issue that affects more than one person, like it affects a group of people, usually I try and help them get together some sort of campaign, whether it's against council or state or federal government or some private corporation, whoever is trying to do harm to the community. We usually try and get people to come together, and usually maybe first with a petition, because a petition, the value of a petition is you get to talk to other people in the community about the issue to find out if other people feel the same way about the issue, and realize, and then you have the basis to start to bring people together for a common campaign. And if it's a case of the council doing wrong, they might come to council meeting and present the petition and put the arguments about what they want council to do and ask questions in council. Maybe we might get a community meeting together or several community meetings, maybe establish a campaign group, maybe have a protest, depending on what the issue is and what people want to do. And I offer my support, including legwork. I'm totally happy to help with the petitioning and letterboxing and leafleting, etc. But I sort of give my opinion about what we should do. But I want the decisions to be in the hands of the local community, so not just me importing my views in terms of inner city left tactics. I'll give people what I think is good course of action, and then it's really up to the people in the community whether or not they want to take that course of action or a different course of action. And so that it is the community's campaign, it's not me substituting on behalf of the community. And so then it's also the community speaking with their voice to the council or state government or whoever's wronged them, and it's their campaign, and I'm part of that campaign, but I'm not controlling the campaign. And I think that's very different to how, maybe, say, through contrast, how the Greens would probably do it, where it's a lot more the Greens speaking on behalf of the community in Parliament. And sure, I speak, you know, I voice the community's concerns myself in council, but I try to help the community take control of the campaign themselves, because, you know, I won't be around forever. You want seeds of organising to keep on going and growing, and the culture of coming together and taking action. And I think that is really important, because I think the racist right wing take advantage of people not having the confidence to come together as a collective to organise, and try to blame things, you know, things that have gone wrong on migration or racism or this or that. And really you need people to come together and come together collectively to assert what's needed in the community and what they don't want and do want in the community. And that can start to overcome racism and so forth in a very natural way, because in a campaign like a strike, you have to be united in order to win, and people start to overcome some of their prejudices through a community campaign, but also communities lose out when they're not organised. And nowadays, there are fewer people who experience being organised, you know, because unions are a lot smaller and a lot less active nowadays.
And also because the people that should be on your side appear to be hiding a big stick behind their back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got, there has been a swing towards socialist candidates in the recent elections, but it hasn't translated into a lot of socialist councillors being elected, which is a pity.
Well, I think that has been this shift to single-member wards by the Labor, which the Labor government instituted during COVID in 2020. And I think, this hasn't meant that all progressives have been wiped out, but it has been, that system is designed to support the major parties, the bigger parties, and penalise independents. Although in this particular election, there was there was quite a big vote for independents, but unfortunately, most of the independents who ran in the Mirrabeek area were actually right-wing independents, including some who are flirting with the far right and a couple who are in the Liberal Party under the leadership of a right-wing independent called Oscar Yildiz, who is ex-Labor. So, yeah, and it's really unfortunate that Jorge Hoquera lost his position at Maribyrnong Council because he did a really great job. And I think the Labor Party stood two candidates in his ward. But there have been a couple of little bright spots. There was a Palestine activist got elected in Manningham Council. But that was sort of a bit of a rebellion against the Liberal Party in that area, which is unusual because it's a very Liberal Party area. But the Palestine campaign actually stood several candidates, and one of them, Isabella, actually won. In Bendigo, Owen Cosgrove, who's part of Victorian Socialists, was part of a ticket set up by the Bendigo Trades and Labor Council, and he won a position as well.
Yep.
So it wasn't entirely a total desert. There were some other pro-Palestine campaigners like Omar Barini who came very close. Hobson's Bay, but unfortunately didn't get there.
Yeah, which is a real pity, I'd have to say. You've got a celebration today?
Yes, we do at 2 p.m., so if anyone listening would like to come along, it'll be 2 p.m. at the Faulkner Senior Citizens Centre.
Which is just beside the Faulkner Library.
Congratulations again, Sue.
No worries, thanks very much.
Thanks for talking to us.
No worries, thanks. And good on 3CR.